Very vague.
Well, I mean, it's because, you know, there's a lot of... I'm just old. I'm just old.
All right. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Two Lion Brothers podcast. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
And of course, we have brought back Sir Paula.
What's up, guys?
He's back.
He's back.
And if you're wondering what in the world is going on, I'm wondering the exact same thing.
I know. It's really odd, isn't it, how suddenly we're in a blue room and then suddenly there's like arms everywhere.
There's microphones. It's a whole thing. If we sound better,
that's why.
That's equipment.
This is... We're in a real studio right now, just to record with Sir Paul. It's a special occasion.
Yeah,
Sir Paul,
my friends are rich.
No, we're just testing out different things, trying to see what works, what doesn't, what sticks, what doesn't stick. I mean, okay, so Sir Paul, last time you were on, we were in our basement. Quite literally.
Great experience.
So.
I had a lot of fun there.
Yeah. In our basement. I think we talked about school.
Yeah, we talked a lot about school.
We talked a lot about school.
How is school? How was school?
School is doing
right because it's
much
over.
Better.
Are you done your finals?
I have one more on the 27th.
Okay,
but it's not too hard. It's online too. So like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm done.
Okay, yeah,
I'm done completely.
You're done.
I'm
done. Damn,
he finished last week. So.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm not in school, so like I'm just, you know, doing what I always do, you know? Just living life. No, it's been interesting. I think watching him go through exam week kind of gave me like that trauma, like that
I kind of
got me back into that, like I have to wake up early mood for some reason. Like, why am I waking up so early? Like, this, I don't have anything going on.
Right.
So it's one of those like, oh, I have to kind of remember who I am sort of things. I'm not in school anymore. But sometimes I feel like I am because you'll come home and tell me about his school day. So like I'm going through the program through you.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But I mean, apart from school, what have you been up to?
You know, not too much, surprisingly. Not surprisingly at the same time.
It's surprising and it's not surprising.
Like, you know, ever since I started working,
work's been consumption.
Oh wait, he's work. I forgot you were working now because you started. Yeah. I remember when we were we recorded.
We dropped you off to go apply.
Dropped you off to go apply.
Yeah.
That was.
You're working there, and are you working somewhere else now?
I'm still working there.
Oh, you're still working there.
Wow, that's kind of a travel distance.
Yeah, for me.
I feel like you're losing half your like earnings just in busing. Because it's like $3.75 for bus.
Like it wasn't a big issue until they. Extended the hour of a particular mall. Pass until 9. The issue with 9 is I could close at 8 because I can still make it to the buses on time.
Right.
The issue with 9 is when the night buses start running.
Right, yeah. So they're like, it's not as frequent.
So infrequent. Yeah. And it takes me about like one, sometimes if I'm very unlucky with the timing, 2 hours to get home.
And oh, man.
Just, by the time I get home.
So it's like 11 o'clock by the time you get home sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much. And like I want to do some things, but then I'm too tired and I just pass out.
I feel that. I totally feel that. I remember one time I was doing this because where I was working at this immigration office,
right.
We would run this like just reminding me. She's like, oh my gosh, it's so stressed. No, we used to do this we'd run this gym program.
Oh.
For teenagers and like obviously all immigrant children and and they're all like learning English, so it's like this whole thing.
Amazing.
But we'd run it I think it was on Friday nights and we do it in public schools.
Oh shoot.
So we'd get the
That's
gym
amazing.
And we had access to all their equipment and stuff.
Okay.
So we would run it there and like, you know, play soccer, basketball, whatever, like volleyball, we'd put up the nets if like
just any sport you can find.
Yeah,
oh,
so it was like
fun.
It was whatever, right? Sometimes we do badminton, like it was really, you know, whatever they wanted to do is what we did. Obviously soccer was like a big one, so like sometimes, you know, we'd set up nets or whatever.
Yeah.
But that would run from 6:30 to 9.
Oh, damn.
But if we'd set up the nets, you know, I have to pack up and I'd be walking out by like 10 o'clock sometimes. Like, it's, you know, like, and I have to make sure everything's locked up. We'd also get a room. So we'd have snacks in the room, like water bottles, if you like, you know, eating
right.
water. Like,
right.
Right. So, like, by the time everybody was gone, it'd be like 10 o'clock at night and I'd be walking out and it'd be like, oh, this. I mean, I get why we're doing this, but at the same time, can we end at like 8 so I can be out by 9? You know, like, it was one of those things because I had class the next day. Like that was just how it went. So it was an interesting dynamic, and it was just, you know, like sometimes it'd be Friday, sometimes it'd be Tuesday, sometimes it'd be Thursday. Like it was just It was a mess.
Then, yeah, that would mess up your sleep schedule.
And like, then in the wintertime, it gets worse. In the wintertime, we switched over to skating on the like Rink of Dreams, like by City Hall. You know that rink that they put in front of City Hall? So there. So from 6:30, from 5:30 to 9. I'd be outside in the cold tying people's skates.
Oh my God.
So like it was just,
adventure time.
Yeah.
Literally adventure time.
Yeah, no, it was but I mean, I'm sure you have a story at work that is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you work retail.
Yeah, so I think one was I can't remember how far back, but let's say a couple months ago. Like closing, usually it's very nonchalant, do that, do this. But sometimes you do get interesting customers, especially late at night. There's a lot of, can I say, crackheads?
I mean, I guess.
They come out at night typically and,
Yeah, that's fair enough.
They do make, because when you're closing the last hour when the store is still open for like another hour.
Right.
It's very quiet and boring.
Wait, like, we should state, you work at a pharmacy.
Yes.
Just so people go like, what store in Canada is this where there's crackheads walking in?
Just
so
something crazier.
It's just so you understand, it's a pharmacy, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, but there was just this one lady. When I met her, though, she was very kind. She was like, I'm just here to give a gift to one of my coworkers. No, which is cool, because I think my coworker did something for her, and she was like thankful. But then, I don't know if she has like dementia or something.
No.
We were trying to close, and we usually close our... the gates at 8:50 or so, just to get ready to close everything and then let all the customers out. But this lady stayed for whatever reason inside of our store for an extra 30 to 40 minutes, which she was with her husband as well. And I'm assuming maybe he was just didn't realize there's a time
for store closing.
And yeah, people have, places to be when their
lives
work.
To live.
And I guess he just let her do her thing. And she's just like, she was just staying at the cosmetics area for I don't know how long. And she was just saying some stuff. I didn't catch it because I wasn't there. I should have asked my coworker because.
Right.
Makes a great story.
Yeah, because she was very weirded out because that lady just wouldn't leave. I think once she tried to ask her nicely too. So. Yeah, but
it's like, hey, excuse me, can you please get this out?
Okay, so she was probably saying
so
that. Yeah,
I have this sense like this where people hate, like everybody hates the last minute customer, right? When you're about to close and someone runs in, and my sister, she used to work retail, so she always tells us about these stories. And then one day I was at a store and they're about to close, and I ran in, and this girl gives me the dirty look. She's like, I know I don't want to be that customer, but I'm going to be that customer.
Oh.
And she goes, well, I'm like, because I was told by my mother to buy eggs and I need to do it right now.
At least she explained it.
I'm like, not that I've ever worked retail, but like, I get it. I get the pain, but I'm going to be that person right now.
Yeah.
This is the only time this will happen. It'll never happen again.
Yeah. I just hate when I close a gate and someone runs to the door. It's like, I need to get this. I'm like,
I just have to close.
Smile and say like, I don't. Like, I get paid, minimum wage, so it's not like I would just open the gate and be like, yeah, you take your time looking for this. Because we had one guy before, too, when I did, I was like, nice enough, because he needed this medication for his kid. But then he was just like, damn, dude, you've been here for like 15 minutes. He was just looking for Tylenol. And for whatever reason, he was at the toothpaste aisle.
He had no idea,
I told him where it was.
Dude, look, honestly,
I think he got sidetracked.
Dude, this Paula was trying to get him out of there.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've walked into many pharmacies before. Actually, recently, we were looking for normal strength Tylenol.
Okay.
Where you work, it doesn't exist. You guys don't carry it. You carry every other Tylenol but the normal one.
Yeah, I think especially Tylenol, the ones that people look for.
The normal one, you
guys
carry
always have extra
strength. Like the
day and night version,
one. There's all the sinus one, the pain one, the ache one, the muscle one, the back one. Like I didn't even know there was a back. I'm like, I didn't even know there was. There's
isn't it the same drug?
So I'm going down the list of Tylenol. I was looking for normal regular Tylenol. I walk up to the pharmacist. I go, yo, you guys got normal Tylenol? And he's like, nah, man, we don't care. So, no, he just like, what? Like, we asked somebody, and they looked at us like I was asking like an alien question. And then, so we leave and we go to like another store and they don't carry it either. Like, what? Normal? Yeah. How hard is it to find normal Tylenol?
Yeah. So I think the issue with that is I always hate it when customers, especially when they have like, they're doing it for their kid because their kid's sick or something or they're in pain.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry, we don't care, because there's like been a shortage and like backlog with other companies who are shipping it out and stuff like that. Yeah, so,
right.
Especially when COVID hit. Oh my God, it was terrible.
I imagine so.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But I do feel your pain where it's like, yeah, you're looking
children's,
for this.
Children's medication was
dude,
like,
it was so hard.
No, yeah. We had a friend who they have two little girls. Now she's 12, but at the time she was like 10.
Right.
And their other was 4, I think.
Oh my God.
And they both got sick at the same time. And they were looking for like children's cough medicine. And they didn't have COVID, thankfully, but they were like looking for cough medicine, right? And they had to go to like another town over to get children's medicine. I'm like, that's crazy.
That is.
When you look over sadly, like an entire city, you have to go the town over just to find what you're looking for. And then the other thing too was he's like, I get there and they're just like fully stocked. And in my head, I go, do I just take all the bottles? Like, what do I, like, what's the, like, what is ethically okay for me? Because then what if the people in the town need it, right?
All of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, he's like, what if they need it, right? So then he was like, I had this internal conflict where,
do also, I if you take buy too the- much, you're going to get flagged.
Yeah, but he's like, no, but the thing was, it's like, do I take away their ability to take care of their own children because I can't take care of mine where I'm from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do I ruin another society, or do I just, you know? Like, I'm like, that's
a big
deep
dilemma.
I'm like, internal conflict.
I'm like, that's too deep of a cut for me. I'm not a father. I don't have to deal with this. Thank God.
Oh, thank God. But yeah. Oh, God.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. Bro, I am. How you doing?
Hello.
You've been kind of quiet over there.
Oh yeah, for sure. I've been like so curious to making sure this doesn't peak too much. It looks like we peak every so often, but it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just new environment. Well, not really for me, but it's mainly just a new environment for you two, and I want it to like not be, because normally if I'm at the board, you know, I don't have to.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I can control everything, but
right.
I'm like not, so I can't control everything. So you're like, I'm like, I need some. I'm so used to having like my fingers.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
Just
on the sliders.
Right. We never explained that. We're at the college right now.
Yeah.
We showed this room, this exact room, actually, in a vlog, and we talked about maybe recording in here, in that vlog, actually, and then that never came to be, but now it's happening, so don't say we didn't tease this one.
Yeah, we foreshadowed this a long time ago.
Yeah. So far in the past, actually, it's a different year now.
Yeah. We're just that good. We're that effective. We really, you know, planned it out. We're like, okay, so in the year 2023, we're finally going to sit down. You know, we're going to have somebody. We didn't know it was going to be Sapala, though. We weren't really, truly, at all sure
what we were going to do. Yeah, we had thought of just doing, like, we thought of, like, doing, like, a test run with just us.
Yeah.
But then we're like, what if we just bring Sapala for the ride just to see what happens?
Yeah, and also we get the experience of, like, using multiple mics while syncing up to the camera as well.
So, you know, it's just...
I'm very fortunate to be here, so...
I mean...
You really are. You should be...
Yeah,
I'm like... Be grateful.
I am.
Get on here. No, it's one of those... I don't know. I feel like the more we do this, just changing up the environment makes all a difference sometimes.
It's so different. It's amazing. Oh, yeah,
it's,
for sure.
It's really odd. Also, the fact that we have, like, these microphones, like, right in my face, so it's like...
Yeah, this is... Yeah. Dude, is this new to both you and me, or...
I've recorded with a microphone like this before, but not with him, actually.
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
Oh my God, really?
Jeez. Yeah, because this is kind of like an inside thing. I used to do a podcast with some college friends of mine.
Oh.
That's how I got into podcasting to begin with.
Damn,
it's
okay.
Somewhere on the internet. I won't say what it's called, but it's, we did like 12 episodes of that. I'm not going to say what it was called. And none of us went by our real names anyway.
Oh, smart.
So it's out there. I don't know where it is, to be honest. I'm sure if you like Google it,
if you look,
it'll pop up. Yeah,
look hard enough, you'll find it.
Yeah. I wonder what, imagine those.
Watch like 15 years.
No, imagine
years
those
later.
Numbers have like popped off.
Yeah.
Like it's like trending.
There's a chance. Not, yeah.
And then they're like looking for me.
I would have heard it by now if it was trending.
Like, you know, it like if the numbers have grown in the plays or whatever. Yeah. I just haven't. I have, you know what's crazy? I have the raws on like a hard drive somewhere in the house.
Oh, is this hiding, waiting to be uncovered?
No.
Unless you know where it is.
I mean, I know exactly where they are.
Oh my God, of course.
I have the raws actually, they're in a folder next to this podcast. Mm. They're in the same hard drive.
Oh my God.
But season 1 of this podcast, the Raws are next to those Raws.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's, you know, I have so much stuff now. I have way too much stuff. And that's the biggest issue. Once you start doing this and you start doing video.
Well, yeah, I would
for
imagine.
Starters, we just had audio, right? So the files weren't too big. And then you add video to the audio and that makes your file even bigger.
Right.
And then you're like, but we want it in 1080.
Ooh.
So then crisp even bigger quality. File.
Yeah. And then, like, and then on YouTube, it won't be considered HD if it's not at 60 frames.
Are you serious?
So then you have to go to 60 frames. Otherwise, it just says 1080. It doesn't say HD.
Oh, so, okay, okay.
But
okay.
then if you put it at 60 frames, then it looks crisp and it looks
right,
nice.
Right, right.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. There isn't much motion that we do. But now that I'm gesturing with my hands,
Very expressive.
You'll appreciate that 30 frames per second.
Also, we're uploading it like that to Spotify as well, so people get the same quality on Spotify.
You can actually like watch it.
You can watch us.
I didn't know you could do that. We're part of the beta program for Spotify.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
How's that going for you two?
Everyone's on Spotify.
Everyone's still on Spotify. The 3,000 people who listen to me are still on Spotify.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's kind of hurting my YouTube analytics though, because like it kind of hurts, you know, because like get off Spotify, just go to YouTube. How hard is it?
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's other content on the YouTube channel that we're testing out. We're trying, you know, we're trying different things out there, you know. I don't know. We also got to, we always say this, but we really got to step up our Instagram game.
Oh, yeah, we really do.
Because we haven't posted
Maybe we'll post a frame from this.
Ooh. Yeah.
A single frame
from this.
And you just like pixelated, like zoom into
I'll
like Pikachu.
I'll pixelate you so that nobody knows who it is.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then, do the tomb as well.
See, the trick is, for people to find out, you'll have to listen to this episode. Well, no, not really. This will be out
Friday.
Yeah, this will be out Friday.
Upcoming Friday. Okay,
this coming Friday. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we also got to talk about this. So usually you're episode 16.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
This time around, because of scheduling.
A lot of delays.
It was kind of like all of our faults. Yeah. Like I don't
agree that was your fault. Sorry.
No.
It's kind of
all of our faults. Because like we kind of like I told my brother and then I didn't kind of like put. I'm like, yo, text Sir Paula. But I said it like jokingly, so he didn't do it. Mm. And then like two weeks ago, I go, yo, bro, text Sir Paula. Like, like we gotta record them like next week. And he goes, yeah, it's okay. So this time around, you're episode 17.
Yeah.
So now you're just an April kid.
Yeah. You're just April.
April. We'll schedule in April.
Yeah. I'm the joke podcast.
But
the joke.
No, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, sometimes stuff happens, right? Yeah. Like you can't try. I mean, we tried really hard for four years. This is our fourth year.
We were very consistent though. I mean you guys were. I just had it come. That's all.
It's actually kind of funny. I don't know if I should say this actually. My brother had some people who started a podcast. And then I was telling him how, a month in is when you know if it's going to last.
Oh.
2 weeks. No, honestly, because once you get past the one month, because if you're doing week to week, you're recording, editing, uploading.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Once you enter the fourth week, you're in a rhythm.
Mm-mm.
But if you fall off the rhythm, you know,
it's hard to get back.
It's like when you go to school and you take a year off. And people go back to school and they go, I forgot how to study. I forgot how to read. I forgot how to write. I don't know how to take notes anymore. What do the highlighted colors mean? Like, I don't know what's going on. You know, like, that's what happens sometimes. I've seen it. It's pretty funny. I had this guy once. I had to teach him how to do long division. It was, you know.
Long division.
Yeah, he forgot how to do long division.
Do you remember how to do long division?
I think I do. You just have to show me the numbers.
I mean, if I was given a piece of paper,
I'd probably
would
do it if you just told me to do it.
You know what I hated about long division was the remainder.
I just hate math in general, so I wouldn't really do anything you say. Don't worry.
I was about to make a really serious Asian joke.
It's like you have like the bare minimum is, you are you checking the time of the camera?
Yeah.
Are we good?
We're fine.
Okay.
Nice.
How we
1 minute below that.
Okay. So we obviously have had, I'm not that good with. I mean, I used to be good with math, but then I kind of fell off because I started doing psychology and sociology. Mm.
I don't need math.
He doesn't need math at all.
I need math for some things.
Well, yeah, but I was
besides
like,
that, I don't need math.
I mean, I had to program a calculator, guys. So like, I was knee deep in the math. But then I switched programs. So like now it's like, and, like sometimes if you ask me like a math question, I'll know the answer. But like now, I've realized the older I'm getting, my brain isn't as fast.
Mm.
So like sometimes someone will be like, you know, what's 7 times 7? I'll be like, what is 7 times 7? You know. It's like 42. No, I'm kidding. You run into instances where I'm realizing like I'm actually getting old now.
Yeah.
It's like how I
dude.
it's like recently I've discovered, and I don't know if you know this, but you know, like you're young and you're a teenager and you eat a lot.
Yeah.
Like you're always hungry.
Yeah.
You're always hungry. You're probably still going through that right now, aren't you?
It's slightly, yeah. But it's definitely
not as much, right? Okay, well, guess what? I turned 25 last year.
Oh, no.
And I don't feel hungry at all.
25?
Like, honestly, I feel like I only eat for the sake of eating sometimes.
Victor, that's like 5 years for us. And then we're
I know. And then we're there. Isn't that crazy to think about, though?
Oh, my God.
You're going to be a quarter of a century in five years.
Imagine how old I feel.
Yeah, you feel like you're in one foot in the grave.
In 5 years, I'll be 30.
Yeah, just... Crazy. I'm very curious to see how the podcast will look by then.
Oh man, it'll be really funny by then.
I think it'll be pretty interesting by then.
It'll be pretty great. Like we'll be like doing podcast episodes like on a plane or something.
Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be turbulence.
That'd be funny.
It would be fun.
We have turbulence. Oh no, I'm gonna die. Oh no.
Literally the last podcast and you uploaded just before, you know, we crash. But
no, it'd be really funny. No, I think what'd be really funny is if like we have like a full film crew. And we jump off the plane and we keep going. Like,
oh my gosh. So we have like a 60 second just to do it all in one.
That's crazy.
No cuts.
I never do that.
No cuts.
Never say never.
It's just all
never
like,
say never.
Yeah. What is it? You want to do the gravity thing.
The zero plane. I want to do that. I really want to do that.
That'd be so cool.
Recording you get that. To experience basically zero gravity without experiencing zero gravity.
Record that. Yeah.
When we have a lot of money, we will. So, soon.
Soon.
10 or 15 years or so. maybe longer. I think I'm being
5 years.
No, no. Oh. Less than that. Even less better. Than that. I need to fall into money like in the next two.
Yeah, I know.
So it's looking out. It's looking rough out here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Guys, if you would like to support us, there's a support button on Anchor or wherever you are. There tends to be a support button that you can support us with, you know. It costs money to finance all of this, so
I'm in the negatives, guys. It's not looking too pretty.
It's all good.
It's expensive.
Yeah. If you can, put a helpful hand.
A dollar. I asked for a dollar.
I asked for a dollar.
Just a dollar.
Just a dollar.
No.
A dollar a day keeps my anxiety low.
I like my anxiety away.
Yeah.
It's.
God. Well, I'm not going to ask for a bunch of apples. Somebody's going to show up to my house with a sack, and I'm going to be like, no, I'm okay.
It's like, I went to Costco. I paid $5 for this bag of 20 apples.
It's crazy.
You could resell those apples.
I'm like, you couldn't give me the $5?
True.
I definitely feel like, especially for you guys, because you guys are like younger than me, I definitely feel like as I get older, I've seen you guys mature.
Yeah.
He says, I haven't matured.
He's like, I haven't matured. Yeah. He's like, I tried. Didn't work out for me.
You don't understand.
Aging. That's definitely a thing. Don't know about maturing.
That's not what I mean. But I mean in the sense of like the sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
Because for me, like by the time we started the podcast, I was already an adult.
Oh yeah.
Like I was like 20 when we started the podcast.
Oh yeah.
20 when we started the podcast.
You were 20?
Yeah. Because he was...
It's been five, oh, my God.
He was. Yeah. You said that like a meme.
You were 16, 15? How old were you? 15, 16?
I was 14, 15, 16, 15.
Jeez, we were...
15. So I was 21.
We were all so young back then.
So I was 21. So he's like, wait a minute.
I'm not even 21 yet.
Yeah,
I haven't caught up to when he started yet.
Yeah, so processing.
So because I'm 6 years older than you.
That's
how it goes. But we definitely had interesting moments on the early on. We're just like kids messing around. Yeah. And sometimes I feel like I've slowed down my mental development when I'm on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because like there would be moments where I'd say something and my sister or my dad or somebody listening, it's like, why do you sound like a child? And I go, because I'm hanging out with teenagers like every week. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah. That makes sense.
Right. So it was an interesting dynamic. But at the same time, there are episodes where we're recording with my friends.
Mm.
And Victor sounds like an adult.
Yeah.
But he's only like...
But I have to like balance it out, right?
Yeah.
So I've like depending on the people you're with is how you'll gauge your maturity. So if you're talking to an elderly person, all of a sudden you're you're super polite.
Right.
You're well-mannered. Your hands aren't on the table. Right. But if you're talking to someone who's just like, I don't know, 5 years older than you, their maturity can also vary.
Yeah.
So I find that some 30-year-olds are very childish. They can seem like, oh, 30, you know, they must be very mature.
Mm.
But there's 30-year-olds that are straight up like, they're teenagers at heart, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Oh, no, I've definitely, especially when you're in college,
oh, yeah.
You realize that the world is run by children.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No, I'm sure you've realized it. Like,
yeah, that
you,
makes a lot of
you
sense.
You run into instances where, actually, the other day we were watching some show or some movie, and I Googled one of the actors, and I'm like, he's younger than me.
Oh my gosh!
And then I was like, wait a minute, does that mean he's more successful than me? Oh. And then suddenly, but there have been also instances where I've been because of I did like 7 years of schooling. Like post-secondary schooling.
That's a lot of work.
And then, no way, it gets interesting. I was with a group of friends. I'm like, am I the most educated person in the room right now? Because y'all got 4-year degrees. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm smart and all of the people in the room? Like, right? So it's like, it's one of those things where you're like, does that just mean I'm old? Or does that just mean, like, I just, you know, like, what's going on? Like, what? Like, and I think about these sorts of things sometimes. And actually, earlier today, I was talking with my dad about something to do with schooling because one of our friends, he you know, is going through the process of starting school.
Right.
And we were talking about it afterwards. I'm like, you know, it reminds me of the first time I applied and how nervous I was.
Dude.
Because, like, it's so nerve-wracking. So nerve-wracking. Like,
super.
The rejection. That's what worries you, right? The rejection.
Anyways, guys, we'll be right back right after this.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
All right. We are back. We're back. Victor's still getting comfortable. I don't know what's going on. You know, it is what it is. We're back.
It is what it is.
We're back with Sir Paula. If you didn't know who he was, shame on you. You're clearly not a longtime fan. I forgive you, though. It's okay.
Forgive you. Make sure to subscribe. Hit that bell notification if you haven't already.
If you're on YouTube.
Tuned.
If you're not on YouTube and you're on Spotify, just hit the follow button.
You know, even though we just had a commercial telling you to do, like, following our social medias, you know, you really should do it.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Unfollow and refollow.
Make a new account to follow us again.
Yeah, that sounds
engagement,
like a lot of...
I would
never do that.
You should do it. I dare you.
It's like...
won't.
What is it? Okay, so I haven't done it in a while, actually, but I've been doing Minecraft videos on YouTube.
I was actually going to ask you about that later, but
okay, yeah. So I thought I'd give you this. So one time, I was talking about how, like, my views are, like, going up. So I'm getting, like, 20 views, like, per video. And I'm like, oh, it's like a little thing now. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then I haven't done it in, like, 3 weeks, which is really bad because I was being really consistent. And then actually, there was a week I tried doing it almost every day in the week.
Right.
And then I failed, I think, on the last day. I didn't do Friday, but I was like, whatever.
You got lucky, Dream.
I was also Twitch streaming like every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you Twitch stream as well now?
Yeah.
Here's what I wanted to say. This is the really funny thing. He was saying about accounts, right? So he followed me with his account, with his YouTube. He's like, oh, I'll subscribe to your Minecraft thing. But he didn't realize he was subscribing with the podcast account. And then he signed out and then signed into his and then subscribed again.
But I didn't realize I misclicked and it still says Victor, you like my last name. And I didn't realize it was my school account. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not unsubscribing from the other ones. You got new subscribers.
I got new subscribers.
That's crazy.
In the span of like 3 minutes.
Because I kept messing up. I didn't even realize that. I was like, ah.
It was so funny. I'm like, don't you dare unsubscribe.
That's amazing. I love that.
It was pretty funny. It was like, oh, that's great. Just because you have so many accounts, it gets out of hand.
Life gives you 11.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are doing so many things, so it makes sense.
I mean, the thing is, there's the podcast accounts. Then there's like my personal accounts.
Oh, right.
And then now I have the whole YouTube thing going. So I have my YouTube accounts, but my YouTube account and my podcast accounts are slowly merging into one. So like I'm uploading like YouTube Minecraft videos onto the podcast, the Instagram that I use for the podcast. It's just so good. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Yes.
Just the tip of the iceberg right now.
Yeah. It's too deep. It's too deep of a cut. But I mean.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, you've been doing some cool art stuff recently.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Not so recently.
I guess just for a bit now because I'm paid. So that means I can finally buy my own stuff.
Well, yeah, but it's, I like sometimes like whenever, you know, I'll be like scrolling and I'll get like a Sapal video and I'll just be like, oh, that's actually kind of cool.
I'm glad you like it.
I know.
Honestly, you should re-upload some of those videos, like download them from Instagram, upload them with TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, just go for
You'll
it.
You'll get
honestly.
Engagement. If you give yourself like a social media schedule and then start uploading them consistently or like the same hours or pick different hours of the day. So like, for example, lunch hour, dinner time, Those are the high peaking hours.
Right, because people, okay.
Because people are off
work.
Or people just get off work.
Right.
Right, so upload to those times, see which one benefits you the most from all the videos you have, and then start uploading consistently to that one.
Hmm.
And eventually you will build something good.
I think the only issue right now is I've been having a very bad art block where I'm like, I don't post, like, the thing is I post sometimes on my story, but I have like dozens of other drawings that I finished, but I'm like,
this is how you break that. Ready? Number one, utilize your social media, use your followers. So be like, send me things to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Or have like a portrait requests, and then people send you a photo after. So like that's also something you can do. Also, let's say you can also just go to TikTok and look for art challenges and then start doing those challenges.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Right, yeah. Like I mean I think the art thing is cool because it's one of those, I mean, even though AI is kind of trying to take over, but I mean, you know.
I mean, AI is even trying to take over radio.
I know.
Have you seen the radio AI? There's a radio AI.
I haven't seen that yet. That's crazy.
Have you heard the Drake and Weeknd song that was AI generated? Like, that stuff freaks me out, man. Like, I'm worried that one day, like, there's enough footage of me where an audio of me out there now where anybody can pretend to be me.
Oh yeah, pretty much.
That's like, what scares me, man.
Dude, do you understand? Like, we're over like 200 episodes in.
Yeah,
like, there's so over 200 hours of me
if
talking.
If I uploaded a 40-minute episode of the podcast and then isolated only one voice, the AI is going to pretty much nail my voice.
Yeah,
that's scary. Yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, because your speech pattern, right?
Yeah.
That's what changes everything. So like the pauses I take, the breath I take, the enunciation, whether I go up or down. You know what I mean? Mm. Just resolving.
It's a whole thing, but
everything.
I do think, apart from all that, going back to the art thing, you do find people, you know, there's something about art where it's like, it's always like people say like it's like up for the interpretation, right? Because like, especially like if it's like an abstract thing, like what am I, like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if it's like a specific, oh, that's nice. You know, like some guy drew a bird or whatever, right? And so like you run into those instances where I think I think our society has, because there's so, not to say there's a lot, like it's oversaturated, because it kind of is oversaturated, but because of the
crazy,
we've kind of lost what art used to be. Like back in the 1800s, art was treated like a royalty thing. You'd get a portrait of yourself done, and that was the photo.
Money.
Right? You were paying thousands in gold because that's what it was. But, you know, and you'd get a really good artist, and, you know, you got people like Rembrandt, and what was that other guy's name
there's a lot of people.
But there was another guy who was, like, really close friends with him. I forgot what his name is. He's also very famous.
Rembrandt and, oh, come on.
He's going to Google it.
I thought he was going to say Ryan Reynolds.
I have a note of it, actually.
This is how you know I know art history.
Jeez, I don't know that guy, man. My art knowledge is just, like, especially with the past, very vague.
Well, I mean, it's because, you know, there's a lot of, I'm just old. I'm just old. I don't know. I have a lot of instances where, you know, and even if you go back, you know, you go even further back, you know, you get Da Vinci, and Da Vinci was a great artist, and he,
amazing.
You know, the Mona Lisa, it's still, you know, one of the.
Levante?
Maybe.
Levante.
Yeah, Levante.
Nice, yeah, but Rembrandt Harmenszoon van Rijn.
We just
Dutch. He's a Dutch.
We just call him Rembrandt.
He's a Rembrandt.
Rembrandt. Rembrandt.
Dutch painter.
You should. We have some here, don't we? In the art gallery, I think. I think there, or there was an exhibit.
I think there was an exhibit
where they had
some of his artwork. He's mainly
portraits.
He's mainly portraits, but it's the lighting.
Ooh.
He was very, very good at depicting lighting and bringing
shading.
soul to the eyes.
Shading. He was an incredible shader.
I envy.
Yeah.
Heavily.
Envy. No, but it's and obviously, like, studying these, you can just Google this stuff, honestly.
Mm.
Learning all of these things and people of the past, their technique, their, you know.
A cool TikTok idea. Maybe you'll do it. Maybe you won't.
Ooh.
Would be starting a cool series where you take classical art and then interpret it into your own art style.
I do like that idea.
So basically cross compare. You know?
Yeah. Right.
You know,
I like that. That sounds like a pretty good idea.
There's definitely you know, a plethora of ideas, right? But I think that is just a little thing you can do, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's I'm sure there's thousands at this point, but definitely something to consider. I myself, whenever I don't know what to, especially when we're coming up, me and him, we brainstorm right. about something, like we're going to do like a vlog or something. Like, so what are you going to do? And he goes, I don't know. Let's go. You know how it starts usually? He's like, let's go eat lunch. And I go, why lunch? And he goes, okay, let's go eat dinner. Right. Or sometimes it turns into brunch for whatever reason. And then, so we go out and then I'm just filming and then something happens and then we're just walking around ranting about something and then cut it up and it turns into something. All and that. Then, and like on the trip, I'll be like filming and we'll be like on the train. I'll film the outside. I'll film the inside. I'll film him yeah. walking around.
You guys have like the film. Official content mindset now, which is good.
Well,
though.
I mean, it's like a machine now, man. Yeah. It's well, you've come to the realization we need more people.
yeah.
We need more people to execute all the ideas. And the thing is I can't pay you because there's too many ideas.
See, because like, if we want to do a specific video, you need a cameraman.
Yeah.
First off, because we both want to be in the camera, right?
Right.
Right. So you need a cameraman. Also, if you want to execute all of these ideas, it's time consuming to edit. So you're going to need an editor, right? So now you have two other people that are basically your employees
yeah.
to do that. And since you're creating on the go, you're probably going to need another cameraman
to film the behind the scenes. So it's yeah. like, it's so, there's.
Right.
And then so sometimes there's just so much things. Also, like a graphic designer for, like, let's say you want a specific transition or like animate this, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just
right.
Kind of thumbnail too. Like, yeah. you need someone for that. So it adds up. And you're, especially when we're like, you're starting, you're trying to do all of it at the same time.
Yeah.
And so there are videos that have thumbnails that he's made. And then there are videos that don't have thumbnails because we just didn't have time for it.
Yeah.
We just don't have time for it.
Like if you scroll back, there's a video that we did with Mochi. That was probably the best thumbnail I've ever created in my entire life. And it had good plays on it as
Ooh,
well.
Ooh, love
yeah,
that.
So
shout out to that video. Go watch that video.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it, it's kind of funny. water's great, by the way. Yeah. that's a joke from the video. But there's definitely certain things that, you know, you learn. And I think... especially for you, because you have that whole, you have the artistic ability, which is something I lack. I say this all the time. If someone had me a gunpoint, that I draw your best drawing, you'd get a stick figure out of me. And the circle, the head, will be like an oval.
Talking about Sir Paul, I would be in the same position. What do I draw? Writer's yeah. jar's block.
Yeah, my brain would not be able. It's always interesting when I, because, yeah, I've just done art so much throughout my life where, if I see someone...
I've been there. I've seen you. I've seen the progression of your art.
I used to draw in a way... Do you know video games where there's one side and the other side? And right. It's like a 2D game where they clash.
Right.
And I was obsessed when I was younger with like war-themed like stickmans fighting two sides.
Okay.
And I would always draw that. And I always thought it looked so cool, but when I got a bit older, I'm like, who did this kid draw?
He also used to draw like Super Saiyans and stick figures.
Oh, it was hilarious to look back on. I think when we were younger, it's like, it looks cool when you're younger. Yeah. But when you get older,
also like muscle figures. He used to be obsessed with drawing muscle figures.
But that's probably what got him to nail down like the human figure, right?
I mean, a lot
of people end up doing that anyway because they have to like get the human figure down, right? Yeah. So
proportions.
He's still practicing. Subconsciously training himself for it, right? It's like those are the things that I think, like that's the mind of an artist.
Well, you took an art class, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I did. I think.
Yeah,
you don't know what I forgot.
Yeah,
I did.
Dude, you took like a full semester.
Yeah, I did.
Of art class, I wasn't there, but I visited you during your.
No, but that's the artistic mindset. Subconsciously training yourself to do things you didn't think you need in the future, right?
Yeah.
Like for me, I didn't realize this, but when I was growing up, I did a lot of music stuff and I did a lot of stuff with that. And I didn't realize it, but now that we're doing this and I have to edit, I can because my ear is tuned for certain sounds,
right?
I can hear the slightest echo in a piece of audio and know to edit it out.
Jeez.
Like, and it's gone to a point now where I'm like, wow, I subconsciously developed my hearing in a way to pick up those things. But like, it's a skill. That's amazing. It's a useless skill in the real world, useless skill. But when it comes to this, I'm like, it's actually useful.
I mean, technically, this is your real world,
right?
Ooh,
but
meta.
I mean, that's a deep cut. That's a deep. No, yeah. But I mean, in the sense of like growing up, it's something you think you're never going to use, right? Yeah. And then it does become something you use, and you never know, right? It's
like how in the program I'm in, the radio program. I was literally told all the useless information you thought was useless is now useful. Because think about it. If I want a small segment about koalas, I have random facts about koalas. So I can just execute a small 5-minute bit
about koalas.
About koalas.
That's, but yeah. Yeah.
Random facts. Yeah. I've never really used that, but because of this, you know, I'd end
But
up...
you also got lucky because the podcast kind of changed you for random bits.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because, like, we have, like...
Oh, yeah, I can sit in right now and probably do a 5-minute bit and have written notes.
Right, so... and but that's the podcast, right? That's just, like, having to be able to, like, think of a topic or an idea and just kind of, like, execute it.
Right.
Like, this podcast, I've had instances where I've had people text me, yo, that bit between you and your brother, was that scripted? And I go, nah, man, that was like off the cuff.
Just on
like,
the spot.
And people don't believe me.
Jeez.
Because it's like, they're like, it's so well executed. And like, your laugh is like enough time after he stops talking that you start laughing. Like, I'm holding it in for as long as I can. Like, you don't understand. Like, I'm on the other side trying not to laugh the entire time. So it's like, it's hard.
For sure.
But the other thing too is like learning to cue him up or vice versa.
The other way around.
It's kind of like a
just
hit or
making
miss.
Sure there's no dead air the entire time.
Yeah, you guys are just like synced, like,
sometimes
just perfectly.
Sometimes,
now.
Sometimes we'll have moments where we pre-record, and then we don't get the energy out. So we'll just hang out with each other, podcast mode.
Okay,
Suddenly, we'll be throwing jokes at each other,
that's smart.
We'll be like at a I don't know. We'll be waiting in like the grocery store line, and then people behind us will start laughing.
Yeah,
being like, oh, that's kind of funny, and we're like. Well, yeah, we have a podcast.
No, it's kind of interesting. We do have that, and sometimes when we're meeting new people, especially when we're meeting new people, we have a habit of falling into podcast mode, where I just cracking jokes the entire
time. Well, yeah, because the whole point of when you meet someone new, you want to feel comfortable around them, and you want them to feel comfortable around you.
Who was it?
The first thing you end up doing is starting your comedy, right?
Mm.
Well, not really start up your comedy, but you try to be funny, you try to be relatable. Just subconsciously, you start doing that, but our subconscious instantly puts us in podcasting mode.
It's really funny. Actually, there was an instance where, last summer, we went to a friend's house and his cousins were there. And then we went to go play basketball with one of them. And she was dying of laughter. She was like, you guys should be comedians. Like, what is this?
It's like, I am. And have you seen what I do?
No, but we were just like cracking jokes the entire time. And then, afterwards, she was telling us how her and her sister are trying to get into like acting, and she's like, "You two should do that. Like, you guys would be so good at it." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm behind the microphone."
We're not actors; we're realists. This is me right now. This isn't a comedic bit. This is just leveling with you, the audience.
Sure.
I mean, you guys would make great actors, though. You do have the voice, like it. It's perfect.
Oh, no, I don't have the voice. I have a voice.
Oh,
I have multiple voices.
He has a lot of voices. I have this voice. This is my voice.
No, you have other voices.
I mean,
voice. You just haven't honed the skill.
Because I don't really.
You don't feel the need
I don't
to
feel
change
the,
your
no,
voice.
No, I don't feel the need to train that ability because it's like a muscle I have. I just don't use.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's pretty
crazy.
So I don't really deal with that, but. It's because like quite honestly, I have a feeling like as our YouTube careers progress, I'll be less and less in front of the camera just because that's how I am. You know what I mean?
No, like, you must.
Yeah, I don't think you'll let me, but
yeah, I won't let him.
I feel like no, but it's true because like I feel more at peace like when I'm like editing or like whatever, right? So it works out, right? So. And obviously, Victor has that ability to be more charismatic than I am sometimes.
Charismatic? So,
ooh. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're charismatic.
That's a compliment.
So, you know, sometimes I... Okay. sometimes we, you know, that's why Victor's more on camera most of the times because, you know, he's got that ability. And sometimes I just got my mouth full of food and I'm holding the camera while chewing in the background. So, like, that's...
It's like you're chewing too loud. I'm sorry.
That's like 95% of the vlogs, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Actually, there was one vlog where you were tasting food.
We went to Asian Fest.
So, right.
Oh, yeah, I saw
you
that
guys,
video.
You guys can check
Amazing.
This out on the YouTube channel.
So he's tasting everything on camera.
Yeah.
And I'm tasting it behind the camera.
Yeah.
I was hungry when I watched it. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The food was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I was at home.
Yeah, next time we'll invite you. Next one, we'll go together.
Yes.
We definitely have moments like that where we're like, we'll go somewhere and then... Scott, smell the smell of the food, and we're like, you got to do it. Pull up the camera, start recording, right? So it's like, it's one of those things where sometimes you just get caught in the moment and hope for the best, sort of thing. And, you know, someone was telling me how that video, they're like, I didn't realize how editing worked until I saw that video. And I go, wait, what? They're like, yeah, because there's like a cut. And then the way you like speed through, like you're, we're walking and the way you fast forwarded it. And then I'm like, and then there's like music suddenly, and then there's music in the background. I'm like, that was like an hour of work, if I'm being honest. Like an hour of work. It's like a 15 minute video.
Yeah. See, that's the thing too. Like our editing skills for video hasn't peaked to the point we want it to be at yet.
Right.
The
pretty good editing,
though. There's a lot that we can still do to elevate the vlogs.
Growth
and we
mindset.
We have yet to post a vlog. So after this, we're probably going to head out. And
we've already started recording that vlog.
Yeah. We've already started recording that vlog. But
which you've already seen because it came out this past Wednesday.
Most likely. Yeah. But we're going to record other snippets as well and then put them all together and make a story. Because that's the whole point of a vlog. Tell a story.
Right. You know, and I mean, but in your case, when it comes to art, I think you can definitely develop a platform for it. Mm, and you never know. It could turn into something.
Not even that. If you, like, for example, for the idea I gave you of like grabbing classical art and then your own interpretation of it, for a specific artist, you could start a collection for that and then start your own website and then sell the art as well. Mm-hmm. So if people want that in their house.
Which is a conversation we're going to have after the air, but you know.
Yeah.
there's obviously a lot of things that, you know, the more you get out of your comfort zone with it, the more you find like that's literally how this whole thing happened.
Yeah.
Like this whole podcast thing.
Pretty much.
Literally had like
anything in content creation or just the arts in general, or even just in entrepreneurship in general, just do it. Literally, like just actually start and go do it because you'll kick yourself for not actually doing it.
Damn.
So you should just actually just go do it.
Yeah.
Just start somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be that big. It doesn't have to be something crazy. Just start.
You never know.
You never know what it could turn into.
Yeah, like that's literally every YouTuber story ever. I just did this, and now here I am, five years later.
As you continue to do it, the more experience you get, and the better you get at
with
it,
a decent
and the better
401k.
You get at it.
All right, bro. We've been doing this for so long, we should probably wrap up.
Yeah, we have been. All right, guys, this has been a Two Latin Brothers podcast. Everything's always in the description, whether it be up, down, left, or right. Wait, that was right, left. Anyways, it doesn't really matter. Just share with everybody and everything you physically can, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Bye.
Peace out.